Hello, my name is Brad Carter, and you're listening to Big Beef Bueno Radio. I'm making this show because I feel just a little bit restricted by the format of PLA Radio, so this is going to be the show for everything else. It's going to be, for the most part, completely unscripted, unlike PLA Radio, and it will follow no type of theme or format, really. It's just going to be whatever the hell I want to put in it. This first episode is going to feature nothing but Jammy, who is my girlfriend. And we're going to start the show off with a couple of prank calls to her ex-boyfriends, because they deserve it.
Hello?
Hello, can I speak with Terry?
This is?
This is Jonathan from the Miami Police Department.
Yes, sir?
And you're in a lot of trouble. Hello?
Hi.
I'm just kidding with you. Wasn't that good? Were you scared?
Hello?
Were you scared?
Who am I talking to?
Were you scared, though?
No, who am I talking to?
Oh, come on, just admit you were scared and I'll tell you who it is.
I wasn't, though.
Did your heart, like, drop into your shoes or anything?
No, because they wouldn't even do it like that.
How would they do it? Have you been called by the Miami Police Department a lot?
That's a good question. Who am I talking to?
Oh, come on. How often do you talk to the Miami Police Department? Do you watch CSI so you know how they do it?
No.
Well, you're just pissing me off, so I'm going to hang up!
I'd been chatting with Jammy earlier in that day, and I jokingly said I was going to prank her ex-boyfriends. But she didn't expect me to actually do it. And she didn't know I was doing it until I sent her that prank call file. Her response was shock, mixed with laughter. Soon after that phone call, I managed to get the phone number of another of her ex-boyfriends. And here's that phone call.
Hello?
Hello, this is Jeremy from Verizon Wireless Corporate Security.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
Hey, pretty good. I was just calling about the large amount of calls on your cell phone this month.
Shouldn't be a large amount of calls on my cell phone this month. Who am I calling?
Well, so far it shows that there's $13,000 worth of calls made in just since the last billing cycle.
That's not right at all.
You haven't been calling these? I mean, it looks like there's a lot of 900 numbers dialed.
Oh, God, no. I haven't even had this phone for the whole month. There's a time where I wasn't making calls. No, not at all.
Oh, okay. Would you like to put a 900 number block on your line then?
That's fine. Go right ahead.
Okay. And when the bill gets there this month, just go ahead and pay that, and we'll make sure it doesn't
happen again. Pay the $14,000?
Yeah, we'll make sure it doesn't happen again next month.
I can't pay $14,000.
Well, we're going to have to shut off your phone then.
You're kidding me, right?
Well, of course not.
Who is this, really?
Well, this is Verizon Wireless Corporate Security.
All right, well, there's no way I made the 900 numbers. Obviously, someone used this line who didn't have the phone.
Well, you know, say bye to your phone then, motherfucker!
I begged Jammy for some more ex-boyfriend phone numbers, but for some reason, she refused to give me any more of them. Now you're going to hear me torture Jammy into tricking a Blockbuster out of some information for PLA Radio Episode 8. This segment here is pretty long. It runs about 12 minutes. But it's kind of funny.
They just hand it over. I did.
So their password's BBB?
Their login is BBB, and then their password is BBB, and then their store number.
Okay.
It's really lame for a password. I mean, I guess, I don't know. It seems pretty stupid to make your password your store number.
I'm scared.
So we already know their password. All we have to do is say, well, what's your store number? We'll know their password. But we're not going to do it that way. We're going to be complicated.
Oh, no.
Okay, the corporate office for California is in San Diego. So just say you're Jammy from corporate in San Diego.
Oh, my God. I'm so scared.
You don't have to... You don't have to be, like, authoritative or anything. You're the lowly night person that's stuck there. You're just a normal...
I'm so scared, though.
You're just a normal person. You don't... I just talk normal to people.
I'm going to be laughing too much.
Okay.
Oh, my God. My palms are sweaty.
If you really don't want to do this, you don't have to.
But I want to impress you.
You don't have to impress me. I'm impressed.
I know, because then you're going to go find some lead hacksaw chick who'll do all this stuff, and she'll get carpet colors and fucking, you know.
I have to play the carpet.
Middle names and. How can I get a carpet color?
That's too easy.
Oh man.
That's too funny too. You'd probably laugh.
Alright, so, wait, so should we do a rehearsal?
well,
come on, don't you hacksaws rehearse at all?
I don't know, not really.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, they'll play Blockbuster, you say, hey, this is Jammy from corporate. You should say Jammy, because that'll be funny.
To me.
Do
I say corporate in San Diego?
Yeah. Or from the corporate office, or from the regional office, whichever way you want to do it. And, you know, say, are you having computer problems there? We show that you're down. That's all you got to say. And then just get them to tell you the login and the password. And get them to say it clearly. And if they mumble, say, what? Speak up. Or I'll fire you. If it doesn't work, we'll just hang up and call someone else.
I just say that, like, I have your login here as BBB in the store code. Is that correct?
No.
Have to make up something retarded so it'll be funny.
Well, no, you can't tell them what it is because then it's no good.
Well, you told them what it was.
I told them it was RBCP.
I know, but you have to tell them something.
Yeah, say, I don't know, but just make up the login.
Oh, my God. And then I just make up a password?
We show your passwords, Kurt Cobain. Yeah, you know.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I'm going to call.
Oh, my God, I'm scared. Hold my hand.
Hold. That was a hold.
Oh, my God, oh, my God. Hold on. I need to calm my nerves.
This is too funny for you to be nervous.
I hope you're not recording this part. You're going to be like, just to show you that even the lamest of hacksaws can do this.
Yeah.
Oh my God, my face is all red.
Okay, ready?
Oh no. Who am I calling? Who are you calling?
You're calling the Blockbuster Video in Anaheim, California.
I thought we were just doing Orange County.
Anaheim's in Orange County.
Oh. I'm dumb, too. This is good.
No, you're not. All right. Okay, ready? Ready?
No.
Come on, if you suck, it doesn't matter. You just screw up and say, I suck at this, hang up, Brad. And I'll hang up.
And wait, can we have a safety word? Like
yeah.
They do in bondage?
Yeah, say cactus.
Alright, so this is Jeremy calling from corporate in San Diego. Computer's being down. Alright.
So you can do this.
Any deep breaths? I'm going to hyperventilate. I feel like I'm doing that project in economics again.
You'll be okay. This is easier
than...
Well,
I'm never going to be a lead hacksaw.
This is easier than economics.
Good thing I'm good in bed. I'm not really good at much else.
Oh, you can do this just fine.
Okay.
Hopefully the store still exists, because I've already come across one that's disconnected. So I'm going to click over...
Well, then their computer would surely be down.
Yeah, you'll
I'd
have...
I'd be like, I win.
Okay. I'm going to click over, and when I come back, the phone will be ringing, and I'll be silent. Okay?
Okay,
hold it.
Okay. Office, this is Megan speaking.
Hi, this is Jamie calling from the corporate office in San Diego. I have it here that your computers are down.
No, that's not right at all, actually. I could get my let me get my MOD and see if there was a problem. Hold on one sec.
An MOD is nobody. The MOD gave me everything before. The lowly knight guy.
No, ma'am, our computers are fine, actually.
You haven't been having any computer problems today?
Nope.
Okay, hold
not
on.
Since I got here at 5, and my manager didn't mention anything when we came in, so...
All right, hold on a second. Let me just check something on the computer here.
Okay, the MOD is in the bathroom right now, so I didn't get a chance to ask him. But...
All right, let me just check. So okay. I have the login down as BB153?
Are you asking me?
Yes.
I have no idea what that means.
The login for the computer system.
I wouldn't know, actually.
Would the MOD have that?
Yeah, he would. He's in the bathroom. Would you mind holding on for like a couple
minutes? Yeah, sure, no problem.
Okay, I'll get him as soon as he comes out.
Thank you. Am I done yet?
He's taking a shit. Our MOD's taking a shit. Was that knocking?
Oh, no.
She knocking on the bathroom door.
You still there? Did you want to hold on, or did you want me to have him call you back at a number?
Is everything okay in there?
Yeah.
Did he get himself locked in?
He's fine. He just walked in right before, you called, actually.
Okay. I'll hold.
Okay. Cool.
Never mind. Well, at least this makes it seem important, you know, to log in, you know, because, you know, only MOD has it.
I can't take this stress.
This is so annoying. We've been... this has been like 5 or 6 minutes now, I think.
Now the computers are down, damn it.
See, aren't you all relaxed now? Because, you know, the MOD's on the shitter.
We're paying this guy to take crap.
I think we should make a serious change in policy about the length of craps people can take at our stores. This is ridiculous.
And did he hit the time clock at least before he went?
He better be on break.
No smoking in the bathroom.
You should say that. I bet you didn't think he'd be doing this tonight.
I sure didn't.
I wonder how late Blockbusters are open. I wish she would put us on real hold so we would know if she's, like, standing there listening to us.
She probably is.
Hi, employee.
Don't tell him. It'd be funnier.
We're going to trick you guys.
She just ruined my whole thing.
I don't know. I didn't. I wonder if she did knock. Not sure what it sounded like. I mean, what else could that be?
Can we call this guy back after he's
done? Should be like, this is Jamie from corporate. Everything can come out okay? Oh, here they come. Or, now maybe that's just a customer.
I have a store manager on the phone right now, so what was the question again?
We're asking... Yeah.
It was BB what? 153?
Yeah.
Is the login...
Which login?
No, that's not right, actually.
Hold on. So, what's the login?
What's the login? Corporate in San Diego office? It's, BB06864.
Okay. I think we might need to change the password. There seems to be some, like, weird security thing going on.
Okay.
You sure you haven't had any trouble with the computer today?
Yeah.
All right. Can I have your old password?
Well, you know what? Actually, you better talk to the manager when he gets out.
Okay. He's still in the bathroom?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
Yes.
All right, I'll try back a little later. Thank you.
Okay, no problem.
All right,
fine.
There. I'm not waiting until the guy gets out of the ship to pass.
The following's a couple voicemails from Jammy, who sent these to Adam Curry for his show, The Daily Source Code, soon after I released the PLA Radio, where Adam unknowingly hosted the show for me. We just wanted to make sure that Adam heard the PLA Radio episode and see if he had any commentary on it. Which he didn't, but here's the voicemails.
Hey, if any of you who are listening live in Los Angeles, I don't know if you listen to KLA, but I got a very interesting voicemail regarding that, and I don't quite understand it.
Hi, Adam. So was that really you on PLA Radio? I heard you, but I wasn't sure if you were live or whatnot, and you didn't say anything about it, so I was just calling in curious, but you sounded wonderful, and keep up the good work.
I don't know if she said KLA or if she said PLA, but did anyone hear me on the radio in Los Angeles? It makes no sense to me.
And then here's the voicemail from the show the next day.
So someone called, a listener called the other day about, I thought it was I was on KLA radio in Los Angeles, but it turned out to be a podcast, which is actually pretty funny, and she called back. Listen to this. Hold on.
Hi, Adam. I have to talk real low because I'm at work, but I wanted to say that I heard my voicemail on Friday and wanted to clear up. It was actually PLA Radio. It's a podcast, and I think I figured out that I think the guy just used sound clips of your voice, but it was pretty funny though. So I just wanted to clear that up. But you're doing great. Talk to you later. Bye.
Okay. Now, what I liked about this phone call, here's what I liked about it. I mean, not so much what she was saying, but
she's at work.
She's at work. She's doing it, you know, secretly, and it sounded really
on the table.
Yeah,
or on their desk.
Yeah. So what I want is I want people to call up. People to call up more. But you have to speak clearly, and you have to have a good phone connection.
Well,
but
it's
that,
clear.
But listen. I can't talk right. It's really sexy. Listen to it.
Hi, Adam. I have to talk real low because I'm at work. But I wanted to say that I heard.
And tell me what you're doing at work.
Yeah.
And then call me.
Yeah.
So I can play it on the show.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Think they'll do it?
Of course.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Secret stuff. Okay.
I can see her sitting under her desk.
Exactly. That's didn't you get a visual?
Put her hat in her bag or something, her handbag.
I'm inside the Gucci.
I'm in my handbag.
A week later, I sent Adam a promo for PLA Radio, which he plays promos on a show quite often, but not too surprisingly, he didn't play the PLA Radio promo. I'm going to end this special Jammy edition of Big Beef Bueno with a telephone call that I made to a business in Albany, Oregon called Hair We Are. Jammy decided to get a haircut there because she had never had her hair cut at a place called Hair We Are. And I decided to make her visit there a little more interesting by prank calling the staff while she was in there. Here's the call.
Good morning, Hair We Are. May I help you?
Yeah, I want to get my hair cut. Do I need to make an appointment?
No, we could do a walk-in. When would you like to do that?
Do you have lots of old people working there? I like to get my hair cut by old people.
By old people?
Yeah.
Not too old.
Oh. Do you know who this
but
is?
No, who's this?
I'm the mayor of Albany. I'm Chuck McClare. I want to get my hair cut there.
Yeah, I would love that.
Can I
could get you in.
Can I bring camera crews in?
Right. Who's this?
This is Chuck McClare. I'm the mayor, damn it. Show some respect.
No, you're not. You're teasing me.
I'm the goddamn mayor. Don't disagree with me. I'll raise your...
You wouldn't be saying goddamn if you were the mayor.
I'll raise your taxes. I'll put you out of business, lady.
No, you won't.
Fine, I'll be there in 10 minutes.
Actually, it will be...
I'm the mayor.
Our next opening will be probably about 30 minutes.
Well, I'm the mayor, so you can... I'll step to the front of the line.
Okay, Mayor, if you want to get a haircut, it'll be in about 30 minutes.
Call me Mayor McClare.
Mayor McClare? All right, we'll see you at about 12 o'clock.
11:40, and I'll be in the front of the line.
Okay, you can come in at 11:40, but you have to sit and wait a few minutes. Sorry, Mayor McClare.
I'll explain to the customers I'm the mayor, and they'll step aside.
Not when they're in the middle of a haircut, honey.
Whatever, they can wait. I'm the mayor.
Give me your name, you silly man.
This is Chuck.
Chuck.
Chuck. Chuck McClare.
Okay, I'll give you the oldest person in here, Chuck McClare.
Great, thank you.
All right, we'll see you about 30 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.